the disagreement is turning pretty dark.
We have a divided nation. We have a very divided nation.
We seem to be living in a time of utter tribalism.
If it's true for you, then it's true.
No, it's not.
In order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now.
Nothing is as important as the truth of God revealed in Scripture.
Welcome to Disagree With Me, a podcast dedicated to considered conversations on taboo topics. My name is Angel Rodriguez, as always joined by Mr. Caleb Powers. How you doing, man?
I'm here on the ones and twos, but I have failed my duty because I had us in the wrong spots. So there we go.
Now, are you me now?
Yeah, you were me for a second. I was you for a second, but we're back.
I had so much power. I didn't even know it.
That'd have been a fun way to do it. Do the intro in reverse since we were in the wrong places.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I feel like I was actually thinking this, like, at this point, it's not just Disagree With Me with Angel Rodriguez. Like, I feel like you should be included in the title.
It's because you're not me. that's because you've dragged me into this.
Yes. Yes.
It's supposed to be your show.
My plan is working. It's taken me this long, but it's working. So it's been a long con. What is this, like 3 years? It's been over 3 years now. 3 years,
yeah.
But like
we started in 2020. Episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is episode 29, I believe. I think that's this is something like that.
We're not averaging very good numbers there.
Yeah, we're doing
maybe
bad.
10 episodes a year, and that's because we prepare so well and we take our time. We want to make sure that we give people the best product, and that's why we only have 29 episodes after 3 years. And as because we prepare so well and we take our time to develop these episodes. Today's episode will be just a random whatever happens conversation.
I lied. This is actually episode 32.
32. So that's even better. Look at that.
Yeah, this podcast and my RPG, my tabletop RPG talk show podcast that I do with David, both are very bad episode wise. I think we're on episode 20 in with that podcast and episode 32 with this one. We started in the same year, so it's fine. It's fine. It's like, honestly, Angel, I've learned at this point that if I my life is the Thanos meme where he puts on the gauntlet and he says, fine, I'll do it myself. I have to be the one who instigates everything that happens around me. Otherwise, my friends will not be motivated to do anything.
You threatened to fire me if I didn't do this episode. So that's why I showed up.
I have to drag my friends kicking and screaming to make content with me.
But you know what? What if I just quit my job and just focus on this full time?
Angel, that would be awesome. I think that would be fantastic. I can't pay you anything, but...
Wait, I'm not getting paid?
I'm not getting paid either, my friend.
Dang it. Oh, man.
Not really. I mean, I get like $30 a month from Patreon, but that's about it. So,
nice, man. That's one for every episode we've done. All right, dude. So, I wanted to do an episode because it's been a while since we've done one. But we don't necessarily have a topic. In the past, we've done kind of just roundtable conversations. So, you know, being the current event gurus that we are and the people that are plugged into what's going on in this nation and the world, why don't we just jump right in and talk about the things that are on our minds affecting us as, I don't know, I just made all that up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, maybe 3 years ago when we first started this, I feel like I was really plugged in. I was working as a car salesman and I had a lot of downtime and I would just sit there and read the news.
Read the news.
And now, apparently, which I kind of knew about this, I wasn't sure whether the federal government was currently shut down or not. Apparently, it's not. And I looked it up. Yeah. It was averted on Saturday. I wasn't sure. I was like, I don't know. Maybe this whole time we haven't had a government, and I never knew it.
And that's the funny thing is when you know the government actually does go down, we won't notice for a while.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like how disappointing that would have been if like
don't do much.
the past like half like 4 days. We didn't have a government and I didn't even know about it. And then let's say today it went back into session. I was like, I've been living a lie for the past 4 days.
Yeah. You could have been like doing like the purge, right?
That's not my style, but I'm sure some people.
No, but like our style of the purge where like you collect rainwater, even though the city wouldn't let you.
I
go,
I find a cow and just drink straight from the udders. Right. Yep. That's what I was doing. The Christian purge. Oh man, that's like the homeschooler purge.
Yeah. What are you gonna go do? Yes, I would definitely pay to like watch. Like I want someone to make like a YouTube short like that or something.
Just
like
jaywalking. Oh, man, dude, I'm running the yellow lights,
dude. I jaywalk all the time anyway. I don't care. Jaywalking is like the dumbest crime of all time.
True that.
Homeschooler purge. I need to.
Dude, we should make a video.
No, and everyone's just like doing like, oh, we're cleaning out our curriculum as a homeschooler. That's not what I wanted. The purge, but for homeschoolers.
You run a yellow light. That's like the first thing. You jaywalk.
Plenty of people have done the purge, but it's all like the purge, but this time everything's illegal.
It's just real life.
Right. That's what we're living in right now. So
it's just it's a dude waking up and he just gets arrested.
Did you sleep in without a permit?
Yeah, congratulations, 2023 America. It's just that's what it is. There's a book like that, right? Have you heard of that book? It's like three felonies a day of how.
Oh, dude, seriously! Like there are so many laws on the books that like we are constantly committing felonies and we'll never know.
Yep,
our legal system is so dumb.
I love it.
So chat is saying. I thought this was funny. Chat says. Government going down is going to affect us like the writer's strike. So yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Except maybe I guess we don't get Dune as quickly, which is sad.
Except, yeah. Well, I don't even watch movies. As long as I have Black Hawk Down, I'm good. And that movie was, I got it on DVD.
Oh yes. I forgot who you were for a second, Angel. A very brief moment. I forgot.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen Blackout Dawn. You know what we should do, Angel? You know it would be really fun. Here we go. This is a disagree with me special. We should do a commentary episode. Well, so we can't live stream this, but we should make a video where we watch Blackout Dawn and record a commentary track.
Oh yeah.
And put it up on YouTube. I think that would be fantastic.
That's I love Blackout Dawn. That's I give the commentary every time I watch it.
Let's do it, dude. Okay, so you said Chris isn't free next Tuesday. Let's do that next Tuesday. Let's literally just watch Black Hawk Down.
No, he is free. So
he is free next Tuesday.
Yeah. So maybe the next.
Okay, time. Next week after that. There you go. We'll watch Black Hawk Down.
Yeah. Oh, Black Hawk Down. I watched it like a month ago with my little brother, and I had just bought an airsoft rifle because we played airsoft, and dude. I bought the airsoft gun. I specifically bought because it's the same type of gun that they use in Black Hawk Down. And dude, I was in Mogadishu for like an hour and a half. I was in the movie. I was in there. And I was holding this rifle and I was like, put me in, coach. But nevertheless, no, it's such a good, I think it's a good movie. But the last time I watched it, I was kind of disappointed. Like the older I get and the more I learn, I'm like, it's not as accurate as I don't know. When I was like 12 and I watched it for the first time, I was like, put me in. I want to go to Iraq.
Yes, I can believe the 12-year-old Angel wanted that. Yeah.
I was down for the cause.
That's how they get you, Angel. That's why the patriotic movies exist.
No, I think honestly, a lot of people that fought in those wars that enlisted in the military in the early 2000s, they cited Black Hawk Down as a big reason why. And I see it, dude. Because every time I watch it, man, I start looking up directions for the recruiting office, and I'm like, no,
I can't.
No, I can't do it.
I mustn't.
I can't.
I couldn't.
I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's really funny. What is it? Oh man, I had a thought, and it was gonna be good, and then it just completely escaped me. Talking about movies. Oh, 24. The show 24. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I only know Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, right. I forgot. That's the only media that you watch. Yeah. The show 24 is basically about a fictional government agency called CTU, the Counterterrorist Unit, and it's super big, right? Like it aired right after, I believe, 9/11 happened, like the first season, and they'd already obviously made this whole show, and it was about fighting terrorists, and it went complete, like everyone loved it because it happened to come out like directly after the 9/11 attack, and everyone's like patriotic and wants to like fight the terrorists. Yeah. But like, you know, it's a good show, like had good writing, good characters and everything. But like watching that show now, like I'm just like, there's so much that's wrong with like don't be these people. Like they're terrible people doing terrible things for their country. Like, no. Yeah.
Or do it just because then you can feel like you're in the movie.
You heard it here first, folks. Throw morality out the window because it will make you feel like you're in a movie.
Exactly. Right. Well, the thing about Black Hawk Down is that, and I kind of got my fix. We went my playing airsoft with my brother, and I was like, you know what? For this next two to three hours, I'm the dude in Black Hawk Down. But I mean, I guess it kind of works out too, because a lot of the people that go to the airsoft play are like teenagers. They're like younger. So, I mean, in Somalia, that's who they were fighting, right? They were fighting a lot of young. Never mind. That joke didn't land. But
sorry, if you're telling a joke, I just went right over my.
Yeah. I was right making a joke head. About child soldiers, but that's not a good joke.
All right, we're 10 minutes into this episode, and wow, okay, this is taking a turn.
No,
are we talking about current events? Is that what we're gonna do?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about current events. That's what we're talking about.
That's why we're talking about 9/11 and to Black Hawk Down.
That happened 20 years ago, 23 years ago. But yeah, no, like honestly, I nowadays I'm much less in tune to what's going on in the world around me, I guess, like politics wise and quote unquote like current events. Like all I do is just come home. I go to work, I come home, and I live my life, and it's like,
yep.
I don't really give that much thought to all this stuff. But yeah. I like, which is a nice thing, right? It's a nice way to live. But then when I like see stuff, I'm like, dang, look, this is just, I should care, because a lot of it is just dumb. It's crazy. Like, how, speaking of government shutdown, like how in the world are we passing bills to fund our government when we don't have the money to do it? I don't understand that stuff. Do you ever I don't know. Like to do any of it. Like, how in the world are we funding the government when we're like trillions of dollars in debt? Like how does that even work? Like how does that not, because I know that if I don't pay my bills, I get shut down. So how does that even work? And then we're like debating whether we should fund Ukraine or not, where we should send money over there. It's like, what do you mean?
We don't have any money.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yep. I try not to think too much about it because it's just a depressing hole of black pill.
It is, dude. I debated whether we wanted to take the white pill or the black pill in this episode. Because I think, honestly, the reason I think about it, and I think it's important to think about, and that's kind of like, on the one side, like I was saying, like, it's nice to just go to work, come home, be with my family, take care of my chickens, mow my lawn, touch some grass. That's good stuff, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just went on a walk with my kid today. I took him to a little park that's like in an apartment complex right across the street here, and or around an apartment complex, and we played for a little bit there, and then he went wandering off into little copse of trees, and we just kind of wandered around for a little bit, and it was great. And you know, the wind in my face, and you know, my kid on my shoulders, and we're walking down the street, and he's pointing all the cars. It's just living good life, you know.
Did you think of Ukraine, Caleb? Did you think of Ukraine?
I gotta say, on the list of countries I think about, Ukraine is very, very low. I think about the Roman Empire way more than I think about
Ukraine.
Exactly.
Yes. But like,
how often do you think about the Roman Empire, Angel?
Probably every other day. I don't know. I feel like I'm not as high up on the list. Like that's not like high up as some people are. But I do think about the Roman Empire for sure.
I think about the Roman Empire pretty much every day because I am an aspiring fantasy novelist, amateur, not a historian, but a history enthusiast, and a person who works for a theological publishing company that talks about the early church constantly, right? I can't really escape the Roman Empire in any of those three places.
You kind of look like. You got like the Roman look because you got the beard and the bald head. I feel like that's like
I don't think Romans had beards. They typically thought it was a barbarian.
Oh really?
To have a beard? Yeah.
Oh.
As far as I know, any Roman emperor I've seen is clean shaven. What did the Romans think about facial hair? Wow, you cut out there majorly. Yep.
Never mind. That's back what I said.
Beards were rare. A long beard was considered a mark of slovenliness and squalor.
Oof.
So
my bad, dude.
You know me. Slovenliness and squalor.
So maybe me. You know, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, well, you know, I would have fit right in. I can't grow a beard. So
there you go.
I could have been a Roman emperor. But no, like going back to what I was saying, man, this is just, we're just going off.
Mm-hmm. After right here. This is going to happen.
Yeah. This is what happens when we don't. No, this is part of our preparation. This is because we prepared. This is, you know, the conversation is going so well. But like, honestly, I think about that, the fact that we're sending billions of dollars to fight in Ukraine. And I understand like in my day-to-day life, it doesn't really affect me in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't really think about it. But I do feel like somewhere down the line, whether in my lifetime or the lifetime of my kids or my grandkids, like, and obviously we see the effects of bad policies and bad, specifically like fiscal policy, like spending money that we don't have, it affects us. Like, it's going to come. It's going to be just in your face. Like it's, and that's the thing where I think about, and I'm like, man, how in the world can we just keep doing this? And how do we not realize that this is just setting up? Okay. Maybe you're not going to be the one that sees the really bad times, but like for sure, I'm pretty sure my kids are going to suffer, you know, mm-hmm. because of these decisions that are being made. And I can't like, yeah, it's kind of enraging when I think about it. When I think about it. But then like the other time when I'm just like out here doing whatever, like I'm just living my like ignorance is bliss kind of a thing. And I'm like, man, you know, maybe I shouldn't be so ignorant, but what am I gonna do about it?
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
There's obviously a balance to be struck there. I think part of the issue though is just like I don't think normal people like you and I are in a place to do a whole lot. Right. Like there are giants out there doing great stuff. I'm cheering them on. Right. I'm doing whatever I can in my little corner of the internet. Right. To say things that I think are true. Yeah. But like me as like a random audio engineer from Wisconsin moved to Idaho. Right. Like what am I going to do? The best thing that I can think to memes. Do. Yeah, the best thing I can think to do is, yeah, like, you know, say true things on the internet, as I said, but more importantly, to just raise a family, right? Yeah. Just be control the things you can control and serve God in the things you can, and don't worry about the rest of it. So
yeah, but I still do worry.
Yeah.
I think that's like a natural
and thing. I'm here to tell you not to take the black pill, Angel. That's my job.
It might be too late for that. Gotta poop it out.
I don't understand how this episode is going.
Yeah, I don't either, dude. I think I got too hyper.
My wife just laughed. I think she's watching this episode right now in the other room, and she laughed out loud.
That's good. I'm happy this is making someone happy. I mean, me taking a black pill, making you take a white pill, you know? At least the pain works out in the, you know, it's worth something in the end. No, but honestly, like I think about the future. I feel like such an old dude thinking about the future, right? Like thinking about what my kids are gonna be like, what they're gonna have to go through, and what, like, I don't know. I feel like if we were in the same position maybe like 20, 30 years ago, our way of looking at the future would have been very different. Maybe not, like, would have been hopeful. Black Hawk Down wouldn't have been out. Or maybe you're just coming out. So yeah, that would have been exciting. I would have gone and seen it in the movies. But like specifically for our descendants, I don't know what to think.
My wife corrected me in the chat. She said, I cackled.
She cackled.
Cackled.
That's even better.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things where I think especially now, like, I don't know, for me, like, most of the stuff that quote-unquote could be done is stuff that I don't think Christians should be doing. Specifically, you know, talking about the whole, like, let's make sure we have, like, some strong-arm authoritarian guy who takes over the United States government and forces everybody to do whatever, right? Like, I don't care about that. I don't care to support that sort of thing. Like, it's like the whole, would I appreciate a quote-unquote Christian prince rising up and forcing the United States to become a Christian nation or whatever, like, probably, right? But that's the wrong end of the stick. That's not the way to actually make things change. I think currently with our system, there's no way this can keep going for too much longer. Like, we're like, the United States has continued to degrade since like what, the 1860s. But like, we're rapidly accelerating that. And I don't know, like, maybe we can get that turned around. But like, the United States has just grown too big for its own good. And it's so, like, all the bureaucracy and stuff is so bloated. I just don't know how we keep this up too much longer before something's going to have to change. There's going to have to be some sort of reform in the system for any of this to fall apart. So I don't know. I don't have the answers for this. I'm just doing what I can in my own little corner, holding on, waiting. The roller coaster is going up to the top and we're about to go down, and I'm just holding on for dear life, trusting the sovereignty of God.
Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all we can say.
But that, you know, I'm not blackpilling. I'm very confident that no matter what happens, Jesus will win in the end. But
yeah, I don't think I'm blackpilled.
Hispanic pilled.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Gray pilled, brown pilled, POC pilled.
People of color pilled.
What?
I said that. I said people of color pilled. Yeah.
People of color pilled.
Boy.
The other day, I asked my wife if I was a white boy. And she said no. I'm Dominican. It's inevitable. No, I think like being able to be where I'm at, like we talked about a few episodes ago, it's been a while, where we talked about like self-sufficiency and learning to do things yourself, like learning those things and understanding how to survive at a basic level, like how to grow food and do things on your own, like in that sense if the government, if everything was to fall apart, I don't think that it would be the end necessarily. Like it's not like we're gonna die. Things will get harder, but there's a way. Like things as they are now, it's not how they always have been. And you know, even how bad our situation is right now in America, or how bad it might get, like there are a lot of other places where it's worse, and people are still living and surviving in those places. So how do they do it there? You know, we can do it here. But I also think about my kids, man. Like I don't know. I feel the urge of like, and which I think is like a natural urge, and I don't understand why people don't. I feel like in general people don't feel this way anymore, like where you want to leave things better off for your kids and how you had it. Like I really don't think that that's like the general consensus of how people live nowadays. Like today, it's like, if today my life can be more comfortable, even though in 10 years it might be worse off, exponentially worse, I will take the comfort today for this comfort of 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. And even to the point where it's like I understand that if that's for like yourself, like I will be comfortable today and tomorrow I'll have to just give more effort. But it's like, no, I want to be comfortable today, even if it means that my kids are going to have to pay for it. Like my kids will pay for my comfort today with being burdened by these things. And you don't like take the time to think through, okay, yeah, today you might be able to get free healthcare or free or whatever everybody's, you know, wish list of things that they want the government to do. Today we're gonna give everybody an electric car. And then in 10 years, it's like, well, our kids are living, like they can't even heat their whole, like they're starving because there's no food, because we decided that zero net zero carbon emissions. So you can't even have a cow now because it farts. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's just dying. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you hear how in Scotland they had to, you know, obviously they got to go green, and so they had to put up all these wind turbines, and so they cut down millions of trees to do it?
Yeah, of course. Oh my goodness, dude. Right here in our town, they're building these like fields of solar panels. I'm like, who in their right mind is going out here and being like, save the environment, let's raise this all this farmland which grows food, or all these trees, all this woodland, so we can put solar panels. Like, how in the world?
I honestly, it's at this point, I don't know. You probably haven't read Ecochondriacs, Doug Wilson's. He wrote a satire on the environmentalist movement and stuff. But like in that he like he basically the premise is a person who's on the inside of the environmental stuff gets an email, and it's a bunch of people admitting that it's all a hoax and that they're just getting money, they're just getting rich off of it, and then you know they send hitmen after and all that stuff. But honestly, like I that has to be what's happening. There's almost no possibility it's anything different, because the actual absurdity of what's happening, it's just people trying to get rich.
Yeah, right. It's hilarious. I saw a thing where I forget what city it was in, but they had this factory that was making batteries for electric vehicles or for, you know, whatever, sustainable energy. And the state has to keep open a coal factory that they were planning to shut down in order to power this battery factory. Like, how in the world do you have to keep the coal power plant because power this other thing.
These orders are coming down from on high, and not even just from like legal channels, but also from like social pressure channels. And people, it doesn't matter if it's stupid. People don't want to look stupid.
No, exactly. You want to go along with the crowd, and you don't even want to, like, that's what I'm saying. Like the comfort of today, like today you might be seen as a crazy person. And so you're like, I don't want that. Like, I want to be in with everybody. Yeah. So I'm just going to go along with it. And
I personally don't want anyone to look at me as anything other than a crazy person. I would like to be the insane person, please. Yeah,
I'll have you know that I think you're the craziest person I know.
Awesome. Amazing. I love it. That's what I want.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And that's not, honestly, like, again, like that's the sort of thing I don't really, when I'm just out here, I'm touching grass, I'm on my lawn, man, I'm in my gas powered lawnmower, I'm not really thinking about that, but I like that way of thinking will affect me. But yeah, no, like the cognitive dissonance of being like, let's save the environment. By doing what?
By destroying it.
By destroying it and building these horrible things. Let's go mine. Let's go have children mine for lithium in Africa. And this, by the way, I don't think mining for lithium is good for the environment, by the way. Like, I don't think there's a ecological way of mining for this stuff anyways. But let's go do it because it's the right thing to do. It's wild, man. And then most of these people are living in cities. That's the only other thing I don't get. It's like, how in the world are you justifying yourself living in a city? And then you're calling me crazy for wanting to raise chickens in my backyard.
Yep.
Oh, man.
No. That's illegal.
Yeah. Don't call it rainwater. It's although I think most people that are in that camp would not be against collecting rainwater.
You'd be surprised. Like it, you know, all of these laws that are on the books, are kept on the books because social, the common social view of them is there are dangers and risks. There are stupid people out there. We have to keep them safe from themselves. Right.
Let's just put everybody in jail.
Everyone needs to be in jail, and we just need to watch them 24/7 so that they can never get a boo-boo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be the solution, right? Like, that's what we should do.
Yeah. That's the logical conclusion, anyway.
Let's do it. Yeah.
No.
We can be bunk mates.
I would very much like to be the crazy person in the woods, opposed to that. That's start a commune, smart. Angel.
That's not very safe.
safety third, Angel.
Yes. Safety third. Yeah. That's the man's guide to life. That's rule number one. Safety third. Yeah, man. What else? What else is going on in this world? Give me more black pills, Caleb. Make me more depressed.
Let's see. We have robot wolves fighting real life bears. I'm just like on Not the Bee right now and just like found the weirdest article that's on this list here. I have no idea what it is. I don't really even want to click on it.
Is that for real?
Yeah, yeah. It's in Japan, apparently.
They have everything in Japan, though.
Weird game show thing. Let's see. Bear attacks have been on the rise in Japan, so the Japanese solved the problem in the most Japanese way possible. They built autonomous robot wolves to roam the perimeters of farms and cities, scaring away bears and other animals. I'll drop you this link.
That's awesome.
They're run by solar panels. This is a wild...
Why not just get real wolves?
Because then you would have to deal with the wolves eating things.
Safety third, Caleb. Safety
yeah,
third.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've done that sort of thing before and it's never gone well for us. What's the worst thing that could happen if we bring cats to this place? Maybe they'll destroy a population of animals.
That's why I have my cat. Not to fight off bears.
Although that would be killer.
Hunter killer.
Hunter killer.
Hunter killer. He's a hunter killer cat.
Amazing. Let's see. Did you know about the FEMA alert that's going out tomorrow?
What's going on with FEMA?
About this? Okay, so FEMA will be sending a loud emergency alert to your phone, television, and radio on Wednesday tomorrow. Don't worry, it's just a test. Let's see, the official thing says, your electronic devices may alarm you on Wednesday afternoon. But there's a reason for that. A nationwide test of the Federal Emergency Alert System will be broadcast at approximately 2:20 p.m. EDT to cell phones, televisions, and radios across the United States. Most Americans with wireless cellular devices will receive an emergency alert message on their phones, as will most whose television or radios are on when the test occurs.
How does that even, like, can't they just test it on one dude's phone? Like, be like, hey dude, I'm gonna send this text message to you. Like, why do you have to send that out to the whole country? Well, I guess they have to test that it works for everybody.
It looks like by the law the system must be tested at least once every 3 years. The most recent test was in 2021. I think the idea is that, like, it's the sort of thing that you would send out to people if there's like a nuclear attack or something, right? Something on like large scale national defense sort of thing.
Why does it have to be a test? Why not just make it real? Make it more. I'm just kidding. No, don't.
What?
Remember when something like this happened in Hawaii? They mistakenly sent out a message saying that there was a nuclear, a ballistic missile attack coming from North Korea, and all these people, it's like, you have 2 minutes to take shelter. This happened like a few years ago in Hawaii, and everybody thought for like 2 minutes that they were gonna die. And then it was like, oh, that wasn't supposed to go out. Our bad.
Oh, you're talking about Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was like trying to like put together this article in my mind and see if there's anything else relevant. But yeah, no, I remember hearing about that from the Apologia guys. They were on in Hawaii when it was happening. Yeah, and they literally thought they were gonna die. Right? They like got everyone in like a the basement of a building, put mattresses above them. Right? Like,
bro, yeah. If I get that message, I'm just jaywalking across the street. That's what I'm doing.
The purge begins for Angel.
Yep. Start running yellow lights.
Yep. Collect that rainwater.
Yep. Drinking straight from the udder.
But yeah, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories going around about this test of the emergency system. And like, it's not to say that I don't believe the government could do something. I mean, the government should not have the capability to send a giant, to hack everyone's devices and be able to send you a message. That doesn't seem like a good idea. I doubt they're actually going to do anything nefarious with it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think so. I like the old fashioned, just loud tornado siren that goes off every day at noon.
Dude, I miss it. I miss it. It doesn't happen here because you don't get tornadoes.
You don't have tornadoes. Right? Goodness, man. I love that thing. I look forward to it.
It was so funny. My wife was so confused when I explained this to her. She's like, what? You have tornado sirens go off at 12 on Wednesday every week? And I was like, yep, this is normal life for us.
Yep, I love it. Yeah. I think we heard it last week. We like noticed it and we were like, there she goes.
Did you see there was a video is going around where all of the tornado sirens in a town went off at once for some sort of test and they all harmonized in a,
oh,
in a
really?
Perfect, beautiful. Here, let me see if I can find it. I'll send it to you.
I saw one in Chicago where they needed to replace the siren. And so it was like this like super dystopian and it was like foggy out. And so it was going off and it was super, super creepy. And
here,
I was like, yeah, like if that sound from that video, if that is going off, that's when you know the purge started. Because that was very eerie.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So maybe FEMA is run by my Midwesterners.
Maybe. We just like our tornado sirens.
Yep.
I'm going to drop a couple links in chat. Oh, that's...
When the tornado siren goes off is when you know you need to go outside.
Yeah.
And look up at the sky.
Dropping a couple links in chat here, just in case you're interested on the wolves versus real life bear story or this tornado siren video.
We are giving the people the things they need to know.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just like one guy and my wife in chat right now.
Oh.
But that's okay. We love you anyway.
Yes. And look under your chair. You get a free TV.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Angel, if we like just did this every Tuesday, eventually we'd figure out stuff to say.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we're figuring out stuff to say.
Quantity versus quality. Quality. Right? If you can't have quality, might as well just have quantity, right?
You know? Yep. That's what my...
It's pretty much my philosophy in life, right? It's like, just keep making stuff and eventually it'll get good, you know?
There is a method to that, right? Like, the people that are good at stuff, they do it over and over again, even if it's not good.
Yep. And
you do it enough, you'll get good at it.
That's the reason I consider myself pretty good at GMing, is because I do role-playing games constantly.
I don't want to say what I'm good at.
For legal reasons,
just for self-preservation.
I think everyone knows now.
There was something else.
Yeah, a lot of random news stories that I'm finding here, but none that are particularly interesting. I know there's a bunch of political stuff going on right now, like this House Speaker got ousted, and that's like something that's never happened in the history, but I just don't know why that matters that much. So
it matters, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, it's not gonna really affect the way that they govern anyways, really, is it? That's not how these things work. You want another black pill, Caleb?
Sure, hit me.
This one's actually really bad. It's really sad. Our state, Wisconsin, I think just a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago, which is, it just shows you how dumb government or like stuff is, they started, so with the passing of the striking down of Roe versus Wade, Wisconsin had a law on the books from the 1800s that said that abortion was illegal, right?
Yep.
Well, just not too long ago, there was a court case and the judge decided that, I will read you the article because the quote is ridiculous. Like the quote that this person that's supposed to be, that's supposed to be like interpreting the laws on our books. So this is a CNN article. It says that Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says they will resume abortion care services next week after a judge ruled a state law from 1849 did not apply to abortion procedures. Okay, but the law specifically says,
Yeah, I'm familiar with the law, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Wisconsinite.
Yeah.
I stood outside of Planned Parenthood's, Parenthood's in Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm very aware. Yeah.
You know about it. So the law says that any person other than the mother who intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child is guilty of a class H felony, which is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. It also says that anyone who causes the death of the mother or intentionally destroys the life of an unborn quick child would face a class E felony, which is punishable by up to 15 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. The law will not apply to the mother and makes exceptions for abortions necessary for the pregnant person's life. So they brought a case against this law, obviously, because they don't want that. Mm-hmm. And so this judge ruled that this law, even though it talks about infanticide and about killing an unborn child, they said that it doesn't say anything about abortion, and therefore it's null and void. And now abortions are back to be done. So I didn't like, yeah. I don't know if you knew that, but that's to me.
No, yeah.
That's
very fun.
Another black pill. It's just like, how in the world can you just say the thing that it very clearly says? It doesn't actually say that, so we don't have to follow the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they'll do whatever they want to get those off the books if they it's going to get in their way.
So, yeah.
I'm not surprised. It's not so much a black pill as like a, I already knew this is how the way the world worked. So
yeah. That's wild. Yeah,
it's sad to me about the Roe v. Wade stuff, because it's so obvious given the response afterwards that everyone knew that Roe v. Wade shouldn't have been followed, that it wasn't actually the law of the land, and because the pro-life movement is doing the exact same thing they've always done, which is compromise on abortion laws, even though supposedly that was the big enemy that needed to be defeated, and then we could make abortion illegal everywhere, but that's not what's happening. And then all of the, honestly, Roe v. Wade going down was in some cases very bad for the abortion effort, because now all of the liberals are like, we have to get this enshrined in actual law now, and
because they understand what
crazy
it is.
Hard they actually know what's happening.
Yeah,
it's just depressing.
And they knew the whole time.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew. And so
they knew the whole time. And that's why all state upon state was getting abortion laws on the books, even when Roe v. Wade was still active, right? They knew that the states were what mattered.
Yep.
I'm going to say this, and it's again going to be another one of like Caleb says a fiery thing statement, but there is going to be a very deep, dark pit of hell for pro-life activists. A certain kind of pro-life activist.
Yeah. The certain kind that cares more about their jobs than they do about supposedly being pro-life.
Yep.
And are okay with perpetuating this.
Yep. More than okay. They're actually against not perpetuating it.
Yeah. It's wild. But
yeah,
that's my, my current event that I'm bringing to the table. Yeah,
I already brought my wolf versus bear story, so I think I've done
you've
my
done your part. You've done your duty. Oh man,
yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. I know there was. I get most of my news from Twitter, so trying to think of what else was going on recently. Yeah, I can't think of anything in particular, but
nothing is happening.
All right, so we got chat saying, how about the man born a man who thinks he's a woman trying to get a uterus in him from a woman who identifies as a man and implant it in himself so he can get pregnant and be the first man who identifies as a woman to get an abortion?
I did hear about that guy.
What?
You haven't heard about that guy?
And he wants to do this specifically so he can get an abortion?
Yeah. I took it as a figure of speech, but
That sounds like a Babylon Bee story to me. Yeah. Okay, Carly apparently has heard about it. So I don't know.
I took it as like a dude that's just, you know, talking out of his booty, but I could very well see where this is a real thing where someone actually
Angel does. The replacement expletives that you use are the most amusing to me. another person could just say like talking out of his butt, right? But you draw so much attention to it every time because of the particular word you choose.
Yeah, I have three little girls. So
that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Yeah.
That's my excuse. I would still use that word even if I didn't have any kids.
That's just your vocabulary, Angel.
Yeah, exactly.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. I don't think it's not going to work because you're a dude. And that's not how this works.
And if it does work, it's going to be very, very, very bad for you. Right? Destroy yourself doing it.
I don't even know how to like think about that, dude. Like the category for thinking about these things, it doesn't compute. Like there's no.
There's a very easy explanation for this, and it is Romans chapter 1.
Yeah. And it's, I don't even, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I got to butcher some bunnies today.
On a more lighthearted note.
Yeah. But it's like taking a bunny and then we also kill the chicken and taking the chicken and then just, I don't know. I don't even put that it just doesn't compute.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't know. To me, just
trying to put the like egg laying apparatus.
Yeah,
a rabbit. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Well, hey, there. That's where you get the Easter Bunny from, right?
Oh, wait a second. This is
the going Easter on Bunny on has on. Always been a trans myth. Always.
Oh my goodness.
You heard it here first, folks. The Easter Bunny is a trans icon, and it's been a psyop since the very beginning.
That's how they got us. Yep. It got us into this mess. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, I don't even think that's possible. I hope it's not possible. And if someone actually finds a way to transplant a uterus into a man so that he can get pregnant, we should find that person and punish them.
Yes. They should die. Probably, right?
I'm gonna leave it at that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Angel always being careful with what he says on the internet.
That's why I think you're crazy, Caleb.
Yeah. I'm not a threat.
No, I know.
No one cares about me.
Some people might care.
Well, I would be flattered if they did. I'd be flattered if they took the time to. Yeah. Thank you, chat, for not reporting me.
Oh man, yeah, it doesn't compute. I don't understand that.
Have you read C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength?
No.
It goes around a lot, people talking about this sort of stuff, like crazy mad science necromancy sort of stuff, right? And every time this sort of thing comes up on Twitter, someone's mentioning That Hideous Strength and basically saying like, because it's a science fiction novel that deals with a lot of like science gone wrong and evil mad science sort of stuff. Everyone's just like, That Hideous Strength was nonfiction.
It's really happening.
Yeah, it's happening before us right now. And the funny thing about that conversation is sometimes people forget what dystopian fiction is actually for. It's not actually supposed to predict the future. It's supposed to portray the reality that you're currently living in, just exaggerated a bit. Yeah. That's why it always comes true, is because we were already there.
You're already there. Yeah. You're just playing it out to its logical conclusion.
Yeah.
Where does this even lead? Like it's not gonna stop at changing your gender. or changing your sex or whatever. Like, I was, there are already people that think there are different breed, like species. People that think they're dogs.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People that think
furries. Yeah. It is so amusing to me to see like pictures of someone in a furry costume around an actual dog. They're always so freaked out by it.
You're not a dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Yep, yep. Yeah. I think there's only so far we can go with that before you just like, yeah. It's the classic Romans 1 thing, right? Like, there's only God will let you do what you want and destroy yourself, but you will destroy yourself eventually, yeah. Right? Like, eventually this cannot pan out. This is how the Roman Empire was too, right? Going back to the Roman Empire here, right? they got more and more degenerate and then they fell, right? That's how it always happens. So either repent or fall.
Hopefully we repent.
Yeah, no, hopefully we do. Either way, God's justice will prevail. So I'm not worried. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Furries, my friends. Furries. Right there. Yeah, I think there's also people who consider them, who think they're clouds. They identify as clouds. So I'm not entirely sure what they do to change themselves to become a cloud, but it might be only a matter of time.
That's, I've never heard of that.
Yep. Yeah, they're called Cloudkin. Never... yeah. No, it's a real thing. It's been around for a while, actually.
No.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
No. Cloudkin.
People who identify as clouds. Apparently, there's a fantasy game that has Cloudkin as an actual race. So I think
it's magic.
Otherkin, no. Here we go.
Is this a Yu-Gi-Oh card?
yeah.
It's a real. I can't find it, but people that identify as clouds.
Well, I heard about this at one point from a reliable source, but I can't find it myself. So whatever, I won't. I don't know how far I want to go down that internet rabbit hole, actually.
Yeah.
There are some things that you just don't want to
Google. Just don't compute it.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. That's interesting.
Chat says there's a pronoun fish and fish self. Not surprised. Yeah.
That you're a fish?
You're a fish.
Yeah. That's stuff I'm surprised by. Yeah. Because I already know people. I remember in high school, people would wear tails.
Yeah.
And that was interesting. But I don't think they were actually like... I remember thinking in high school that like transgender, that I thought that was just a joke. That people were just doing it to be funny.
Yeah.
But it's...
That's the funny thing about it. Not really funny, but the sad thing about it, I guess, is that a lot of times it does start out as a joke and then the joke becomes normalized, right? Yeah.
It's really sad.
We get desensitized to the idea of it. That's always the risk with humor a lot of times too, right? Is the more you joke about something, the more it becomes like a possibility in people's minds.
And that's why I don't joke around.
That's why you're 100% serious all the time. And I think there is a good way. There's a way to do it in a way that like mockery, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can make fun of things in a way that won't make people want to be it.
Yeah.
But there's also a way to kind of push that line too much. Yep. Anyway.
Dude, we're like...
There's some rambling thoughts on current events.
We're old men. We're just talking about
the clouds. Talking about the clouds.
The problem.
The weather. except it's a person trying to become a cloud.
Can't see it.
Old man, there we go. It's the Simpsons. It's Simpsons meme. Old man yells at cloud, except it's a person pretending to be a cloud. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Well, is that our episode? Is that
we? Just, I don't know. Yeah, this is weird, bro.
I think a lot of it is just Angel and I haven't spent time in a while, so we're just kind of hanging out, chatting, you know,
taking it easy.
Yeah.
Now I just want to watch Black Hawk Down. Those were simpler times.
I think we should. I think we should do it for the listeners. You know, we should do it.
I lied. I have watched more than Black Hawk Down. I have watched Nacho Libre.
Oh yes, of course.
And I have watched The Terminalist. Terminalist, yes, okay, is also legit. I honestly, okay. So we were talking before, and I was saying that it wouldn't be something that you like, but I think you actually would like it, because The Terminalist is about a guy that is taking revenge on
the government. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, you know what it is? Yeah. Dude, it's so legit.
Yeah. I don't think I would like it, knowing it depended on how it was framed. Like, the premise that I heard doesn't sound...
What have you heard?
Doesn't sound like something I would agree with, where it's basically just a dad like hunting down the people who killed his kids or something along those lines.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. General idea.
I'm trying not to spoil it for you because I want you to watch it because it's so good. And obviously, no, I do not condone what he did in Terminalist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I was saying.
No, and I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but like it would really depend on like how it's framed, whether or not I would enjoy it or not. Because if it's just like a gore fest where it's just like, him just taking vengeance on people, I'm not sure I'd be interested. But yeah.
But those parts are legit, dude.
All right, noted. I think it would be very funny to do a commentary on like a commentary track, not even like Mystery Science Theater style, just like an actual, we talk about the movie as it's happening, right?
Be a Christian artist thing.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Review Black Hawk Down.
I think it would be pretty funny to just comment on the movie.
Or comment on as it goes.
Right? Yeah. And that couldn't really like make that into a podcast episode because you'd get flagged for it, but you could... probably released it as a YouTube video of some sort. Well, there you go. That's what you have to look forward to. Not only more rambling nonsense, but also a review of Black Hawk Down.
this like every one of our episodes is scripted.
So we got to keep you on your toes though. So we scripted it as if it was completely improv. Complete with long pauses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just listen to this in 1.5 speeds, and those long pauses aren't as long.
Hey, that's what I listen to. I listen to everything at 1.75 times speed. So.
Yep, and it makes you sound smarter when you do it, and it just makes you sound smarter. So that's why I've been trying to speak faster. You know, that way people don't know what I'm saying, and then I can feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. We just wanted to do an episode.
Yep. We just wanted to do an episode.
I appreciate people, the two people that are watching this live. I appreciate them sticking with us through the end. And anybody that's actually listening to this, thank you.
If you have any episode topics you'd like us to cover, I honestly do want to, we should make a list, Angel, of topics that we know we would have like things to say about. Like if we got a guest on to like debate us about it, and or
World War II
that we could ask. World War II. Yeah, I would
that'd be fun.
You know what? I think I could probably get Walter Rothbard from Twitter on. Do you remember who that is?
Maybe
you've probably seen him on Twitter.
The Muppet.
Yeah, the Muppet. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. We could have him on because he has, he's read, there's a book by Richard J. Mayberry about World War II and has some like data kind of trying to explain like the kind of hidden part of World War II that doesn't get talked about as much. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of hot takes in that book that I know he and I both espouse. So it might be, that's actually a good idea. I'm going to reach out to him and ask if he'd be willing to come on and talk about
it. A couple years ago, we talked about doing an episode on the Patriot Act. And I think that'd be interesting to
talk about
in the Iraq War. And I think we also said we were going to talk about a number of other things. But yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. I think we should just have whoever wants to come on this podcast, even if it's just another rambling episode. You know what? We're having a considerate conversation on taboo topics. We talked about cloud people today. So it's pretty taboo for now. Right.
Yep. I again, as we were saying earlier, I think we just got to pump out the episodes. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is. Let's just talk about stuff.
Yes, sir.
I especially want to just do this because I have an excuse to talk to Angel. This is what I do. My social life revolves around content creation. So
it's all scripted.
It's how I hang out with my friends. So let's do it. What I should do though sometime, Angel, is we should have you on to talk to do a role playing game thing with us. I think that would be a blast.
Yeah,
we should do a one shot or something.
Yeah, that'd be like the third time that I ever do RPG.
Yeah,
I don't think the only times I've ever done it was with you.
Yep. Yep.
So, and I think we only did it twice.
I have like a list of one shot ideas that, and I'm sure there's some of them on there. Like we had an idea for like a team of time travelers who have to go back in time to like go fix something. And the whole premise of the time travel is the people, when you time travel, everyone who is in that time period knows you're not supposed to be there. Like they have this like innate sense. And so you have to blend in and try not to be seen because they'll start like going crazy and attack you to try to get you out of the timeline. Oof. So something like that, like, you know, where you're like agents and stuff trying to like do a covert mission in a different time, that sort of thing would be kind of fun. Anything that would be kind of like military or secret agent, yeah, I think, dude, would be a fun.
I want to be the guy from the Terminalist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that would be really fun. And I'm sure Connor would be down to do something like that too. So I think that'd be a blast to do that sometime.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
I just I'm in content creation mode now. I'm just thinking about things I could.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Cool.
Thanks everybody for tuning into Disagree With Me. We do have a Twitter. We don't post on that. We do have a Facebook. We also don't post on that. But
you can find me at Caleb M. Powers on Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it, and Facebook and whatnot. And I post when we're doing episodes on there. So
and Hellbreaker.
No, so I defuncted that Twitter account because it wasn't really getting much traction. I get way more traction on my personal Twitter account. What are you talking about? The Discord?
I was going to say the Discord, yes.
Oh, yeah. That is what the name of the Discord is, yeah. Yeah, check out the Discord. We chat about theology and current events and music and film and whatever else you want to talk about in there. All of those will be in the liner notes. So the notes for this show, you'll see. All the social media links and the Discord link and the Patreon link if you'd like to support
the podcast. If you like to make us quit our real jobs.
Yes. No, I think that would be a blast. That's kind of what I've wanted to do for a long time, full time, is do this sort of thing. But who knows? The world's probably going to go to the United States specifically is probably going to go to crap before that happens. But we'll see.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're just going to keep talking on the internet. It'll be fun.
We're just going to be rambling
as food. Rome burns.
Yeah,
we're just going to be playing a fiddle.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, peace out, y'all.